Well, hello again, and welcome to a midsummer edition of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. I will be here for the next hour. I'll tell you about a caper that happened recently at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's a new documentary coming out on the Rolling Stones. The trailer dropped last week, and I'll tell you what, if anything, that revealed. Plus, we have all our usual good stuff this week. Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder, This Week in Rock, and more. Plus, of course, the music. We've got some new music mixed in with the classics. All ahead in the next hour. 91.5 WMFO.
heaven to ever meet a black winged bird. I think of flying down in your sea of pins and feathers and all of the instruments of faith and sex and God in the belly of a black winged bird. So try to feed me, 'cause I've been here before and I deserve a little more. I'm alone in the service of the queen. I'm alone anywhere but in between. She's been crying, I've been thinking, and
love that primal scream at the end of that one by the Counting Crows. That is Rain King. And before that, we heard Rod Stewart, I Know I'm Losing You. For those of you who are a little on the younger side, you may not know that before Rod Stewart became kind of this middle-aged balladeer, he was quite a rocker and a big player in that British scene of the early 1970s with, you know, the Beatles and Rolling Stones and others. That's from his 1971 album, Every Picture Tells a Story. On Rock of Ages on WMFO. Good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you. I hope you had a nice weekend. Hope you're enjoying the summer. There's no buzzkill quite like the first back-to-school commercial that you see. And I did register my first. Happened this week. It happened on Tuesday, which, no, I guess it was Thursday. So that would have been July 14th, the first back-to-school commercial. But ignore it. Ignore it. Plenty of summer ahead. One thing that is ahead this week, in fact, is the Newport Folk Festival. That's next weekend. It's down in Newport, Rhode Island. It is possibly the most prestigious outdoor music festival given its long heritage. And it's really where musicians go to be musicians. It's almost like the TED conference for musicians. And it's not unusual to see really major stars going on very small stages with unknown acts and just kind of jamming. So if you're lucky enough to get tickets, tickets go on sale like very shortly after this year's one. Next year's tickets will go on sale. And they sell out very fast. But anyway, something that you might want to check into going to this year or next. That happens next weekend in Newport at the Newport Folk Festival. And thank you for your inquiries. For those of you who are keeping track, my smoke detector is still tweeting. Still going strong. And so I will I'll let you know what happens on that. But it's just an ongoing saga, and I suspect it's going to keep going on for quite some time. It is time for Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown picks some music out every week for us to listen to that he thinks we might be enjoying. And so let's hear Phil's Pick for this week.
Hey, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Hunger Sight by Goose. Goose is a band based out of Connecticut who fluidly traverse genres with head-spinning hooks, technical fireworks, and the kind of chemistry only possible among small town and longtime friends. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
some mid-80s power pop from the Romantics. That's the follow-up single from What I Like About You. It's called Talking in Your Sleep. And we heard a band called Goose and Hunger Strike. That was Phil's pick for today. Sometimes I worry if Phil's well is going to run dry and he's shared everything he intends to share with us, but every week my inbox is full with new material, and so I do enjoy bringing them to you here on Rock of Ages. Well, I mentioned a caper at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's not quite right. It wasn't like one of those middle-of-the-night heists or anything, but three men, including one of the curators there, were charged on Tuesday for possessing a trove of stolen handwritten notes and lyrics by Don Henley, with the officials estimating the documents being worth more than $1 million. The three are all accused of being involved in a conspiracy that sought to peddle nearly 100 pages of Henley's handwritten notes and lyrics from the songs Hotel California and Life in the Fast Lane to potential buyers. Henley's been trying to recover the manuscripts for years after they were allegedly stolen in the 1970s by an unnamed biographer who pawned them off to one of these defendants, in 2005, according to the officials. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame curator's name is Craig Inciardi. He has since been suspended from his role there, with the president informing board members of the decision shortly before the news of the indictment went public. The DA's office in New York began investigating this matter shortly before Glenn Frey's death in January of 2016, claiming that one of the accused hatched a plan to claim that the documents had belonged to Frey, making the criminal investigation against the men fall apart. He allegedly wrote an email that said, quote, "Identifying Frey as the source would make this go away once and for all," close quote. And of course, all three defendants vigorously deny the charges. Last week, the Rolling Stones released the trailer from their upcoming documentary that will celebrate 60 years as a band, with a special four-part doc called My Life as a Rolling Stone, set to premiere on Epix on August 7th. That's a cable channel. Each of the four episodes is going to offer up an individual portrait of one of the band's four core members, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, late drummer Charlie Watts, and Ronnie Wood. The Stones are presently on a European tour. They've entitled 60, which will end in Stockholm on July 31st. You're listening to the best rock from all eras, 91.5 WMFO. This is the acoustic version of Zombie by the Cranberries on Rock of Ages.
Yeah.
That is a band that really could have benefited from the continuation of album rock radio into the early 2000s and 2010s. Kings of Leon. The song is Sex on Fire. And we hear the Cranberries with the acoustic version of Zombie here on WMFO. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you. Thank you for joining me this morning. If you're in the Boston area, we welcome you to listen to us on the radio at 91.5 FM. And if you're further away or don't have the time to listen Monday mornings at 8 o'clock, well, then check us out online through the WMFO website at WMFO.org. Let's turn our attention to some new music now. Death Cab for Cutie has a new single. It's called Here to Forever. It's going to appear on the band's 10th studio album, which will be out on September 16th. It's called Asphalt Meadows. They will have a U.S. tour supporting this album, starting in Madison, Wisconsin on September 22nd, and that will end in Seattle on October 27th. New from Death Cab for Cutie, this is Here to Forever on Rock of Ages.
In every movie I watch from the 50s, there's only one thought that swirls around my head now. And that's that everyone there on the screen, yeah, everyone there on the screen, well, they're all dead now. They're all dead now. And it ain't easy living above. I can't help but keep falling in love with bones and ashes. Bones and ashes. When the color's too bold and bright, I'm daydreaming in black and white until it passes. Until it passes. To my back to make me smile, to make me smile. And the only way I seem to cope is by trying to hold on to hope, if just for a while, if just for a while.
I wanna know the
If you were having some trouble getting up and going on this Monday morning, that ought to do it. That is Joe Jackson, I'm the Man. And we heard a new one from Death Cab for Cutie. The song was called Here to Forever from their upcoming album, Asphalt Meadows, which will be out on September 16th. Well, it was a busy week in music history this week. This one always blows my mind, but this week in 1967, Jimi Hendrix plays his eighth and final show as the opening act for The Monkees, which understandably does not go well, as Monkee fans didn't want anything to do with Jimi Hendrix. This week in 1981, Harry Chapin dies in a car crash on the Long Island Expressway at the age of 38. This week in 1983, 20 of the songs on the U.S. Top 40 are by British acts, the most since the first British invasion of 1965. The Police are number one with Every Breath You Take, followed by Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant. This week in 1990, the trial begins for Judas Priest after they are accused of implanting subliminal messages in their song, Better By You, Better Than Me. The suit alleges that the messages caused two teenage boys to enter into a suicide pact. One of the boys killed himself. The other died, I think, 3 years later from complications. The case is dismissed after the judge determines that the supposed subliminal message is just an accidental recording oddity. This week in 1991, 14 years after the deadly crash of Lynyrd Skynyrd's Baton Rouge-bound aircraft, the surviving members of the band reunite under the name Lynyrd Skynyrd 1991, and they return to Louisiana to kick off their tour. The location, of course, is symbolic. That's where they were headed 14 years earlier when the plane crashed into a Mississippi swamp, killing three of the band members, including frontman Ronnie Van Zant. This week in 1993, Rage Against the Machine protest music censorship by appearing at their Lollapalooza set in Philadelphia completely nude except for duct tape across their mouths. They refuse to play any music and simply stand there for 25 minutes with the letters PMRC written on their chests, a reference to the Parents Music Resource Center, which was causing all the issue for them. And finally, this week in 1995, Carole King's Tapestry album is certified diamond for sales of 10 million in the United States. Birthdays this week, John Lodge from the Moody Blues turns 79. Carlos Santana was born this week in 1947, making him 75 years old. Nicolette Larson was born. She would have been 70 years old this week. She died very young at the age of 45 in 1997. Also, Stuart Copeland of The Police will be 70, and Queen guitarist Brian May will turn 75 this week. Let's check out some of Brian's work on this one from Queen on Rock of Ages.
Keep yourself alive.
Those are the Decemberists, Down to the Waterline. And we heard Queen with Keep Yourself Alive. On Rock of Ages on WMFO, the time is getting away from me this morning. We are almost at the end of the hour. We still have not done our one-hit wonder. We will do that next, right after this.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
It is time for the Album Rock Radio One Hit Wonder, a feature we do every week here on the show. The Laws were an English rock band from Liverpool. They formed in 1983, released their first album in 1990, after several stops and starts with several different producers in the studio. The album, simply called The Laws, was critically acclaimed and had pretty good commercial success, including this one Album Rock Radio hit. The group entered a prolonged hiatus in 1992, later reformed briefly in the mid-90s, then again in 2005 and 2011, and while they did release some compilation albums, The Laws remains their one and only studio album. From that album, this is There She Goes, today's one-hit wonder on Rock of Ages.
Been a long time, now I'm coming back home. I've been away now, oh how I've been alone. Wait till I come back to your side. We forget the tears we cried. But if your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, won't delay. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried.
I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, I'll trust in you and know that you will
home. I've been away now. Oh, how I've been alone. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried.
I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, I'll trust in you. Know that you will wait for me.
But if your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, I won't delay. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried. It's been a long time, now I'm coming back home. Been away now. Oh, how I've been alone.
That's my favorite Beatle period, that transition from the 2.5 minute pop songs to the psychedelic stuff. The album is Rubber Soul, and that was Wait. And before that, we heard The Laws, this week's one hit wonder here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Hope you liked it. And please join me again next week, Monday morning at 8 o'clock, for Rock of Ages here on WMFO. My name is Ron LaRussa. Until we speak again, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.